Narek, it's great to be with you here at Indian Hills Community College in Centerville, Iowa. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure, yeah. So I'm a program director for our agriculture science programs here on the Centerville campus for Indian Hills. And with our ag programs, we've got a few that are listed. You know, we've got animal science, and then we have our more of our agronomy or plant science type programs. And we have our animal science, probably one of the more popular programs.
Yeah. You've got a lot going on here. Tell me just, you know, you're building, you're adding housing for students, you're adding programs, just kind of an overview. What's been happening here? Where are you guys headed?
Sure. Yeah, we've been really in a growth phase, I guess. And that's driven by, you know, our demand and our students, especially, you know, even from our western edge of our counties. It seems like there's the demand for having a location over here in Centerville. And one of the things that's been happening with that is we've expanding where we had some older facilities that were needing renovated, and we were able to kind of partner with the public and the private sector, and we're actually in a pretty exciting time. We're putting up a brand new academic facility on this campus, right in the middle of it. We're hoping to be in that facility be the fall of 2024. So in that, we're going to be adding a few new programs that really complement our ag program, which kind of I have the best interest in, between our CDL welding, and in addition to our construction and our industrial maintenance program that we currently have.
Yeah. So speaking of the ag program, tell me just a little more kind of overview. You've shown me a lot. We'll go back to some of what you showed me, but just kind of give me the overview.
Yeah, the overview is, you know, we start kind of our whole point in our learning is we try to learn about the things in the classroom, and we have different courses from soils to, you know, kind of a broad-based ag program that gives the students a snapshot of just a little of the whole industry. But we learn in the classroom. Kind of our other piece is we'd like to practice through simulation. And then we're pretty lucky in the fact that we have a number of labs that go and are associated with a lot of our individualized program pieces, but they're also kind of broad-based to give them, we can use them in a lot of our courses,
yep,
such as the greenhouses and things.
Yeah. We drove past, you got a little property that your students cash rent and you farm. That sounded really interesting. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So like with our traditional ag students, agronomy type students, that we get some students, you know, that are interested in row crop and traditional farming. We get other students that are interested in more of the animal agriculture. And maybe it's on as far as the, you know, cow-calf. And we are right in the heart of cow-calf country, obviously. But the row crop production plot that you're talking about, basically we wanted to make sure these students had an opportunity to see how, you know, to have a corn soybean rotation and the things that go into that. And so the way we were able to do that is we actually decided we were just going to have the students rent a piece of ground just like they would. And we found a local community member that's really open and willing to work with us. And the students lease that piece of ground. And then we come up with the plan of what we're going to grow that year. And it's actually a pretty interesting piece. It's a one single soil type over a 17 acre plot in southern Iowa is kind of uncommon. Pretty good piece of ground there. But what they do, the students decide what we're going to do is do a management trial. So we don't really do, you know, variety trial pieces. Basically what we do is we have them set up different fertility protocols to try that out. And actually last year or so, it's been working pretty well, but just a corn soybean rotation.
Yeah. And, you know, me being with Farm Service Agency, that conversation we had about the students, you're creating an experience for them to have all aspects of growing that row crop, but because Indian Hills isn't eligible to participate in our programs, that's one of the pieces that the students are missing.
Yeah, I've always thought, you know, even though, you know, we're not necessarily eligible, but they're still missing a piece that they get, you know, as a typical farmer, and the fact that from the crop reporting to the applications for potentially other programs, you know, and even assistance and so on, and even insurance, you know, crop insurance. That's a big part of what row crop farmers deal with. And so I do think that's one thing. We talk through it.
Right, right.
But they just can't really go through that experience.
Yeah. And then we headed out to the to your cattle operation. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's an interesting location. You know, it's a post-closure landfill site where we partner with the Rathbun Area Solid Waste Commission, and they lease that ground to us for, you know, essentially in kind. And then we take that piece of ground. We've tried to start implementing lots of theory of ideas of soil health. We're trying to build this piece of unusable land back up into something usable and get to learn, have the students learn a little bit about that. And we do that through our Angus, registered Angus cow-calf herd. And so we've been slowly growing that program, and the fact that, you know, we're up to about 18 breeding females. We have a spring herd and a fall herd. We don't really employ any bulls or anything. So the students get to learn a lot about that cattle health piece as far as synchronizing breeding programs and artificial insemination and so on. And then in addition to that, so we market our animals through, in the past couple of years, we've been partnering with some of the associations, Iowa Cattlemen Association, and we're able to sell some bulls through that, which is a fun project because they get to see that, kind of like the row crop deal, through the whole process like a producer would. The other piece to it is it's also about land management. You know, and trying to figure out what do I need to do to make my piece of ground sustainable, you know, productive, and those pieces. And we've tried to take from the start with essentially not much, and we're trying to just grow this thing with not much of a budget, you know. There was a building out at the site, and we've been able to kind of set up a working facility in there that's kind of safe for the students to participate in. And then set it up to where we can actually get those animals inside and comfortable when it comes to calving time and things like that.
Right. Now, you have your own farm.
Yep.
I have my own farm as well. And part of, I've always said that the most important part of being a farmer is problem solving, right? Like, you wake up in the morning, you've got a problem in front of you, and part of the feeling of satisfaction in agriculture is that you solve that problem. I was really impressed today as you talked about your students and the things you got going on here. You got a lot of problems to solve because you don't necessarily have all the tools that you dream of, right? And so you're making things work, and you're helping students understand that. Talk a little bit about that shed, because we walked in there and we saw, you know, you've got scales, you've got lots of stuff that you would see in a working farm operation, but you don't have electricity.
Right. No, so that shed was used as a storage shed. So I actually got the wiring system in it, and it was, it had overhead electricity back when it was a landfill site. When they uprooted and kind of closed that landfill, they did pull all the electrical supply. And that shed's about, I'd say, you know, not quite, maybe an eighth or quarter mile off the county road. So that's where the electricity's at. So we haven't been able to quite justify the fact of getting electricity back to that building from scratch. And so we've been making do with, you know, using generators and so on. And so we've just been kind of looking at what are some other options.
Yeah. So when we talked a little bit about, you know, solar, that's a pretty big investment, but that solar operation, if you just think about it, if you had solar panels out there, how could you integrate that with the whole campus in terms of all the things that Indian Hills is doing, preparing students to go out there into the work environment as problem solvers and leaders?
Well, and it goes back to having access to real world experiences and that they may have, and also getting them to think about opportunities. You know, so anytime we think about, so if we incorporate solar into that building, that's going to give these students some exposure to technology that's around us everywhere, and it might be an option on their potential farm in the future that now they've seen it and they're not, you know, they maybe know how to deal with it and so on. So it provides a learning opportunity, number one, but as much as anything, it provides them access to an experience that they're probably going to see in these days, this day and age, you know? So I think it'd be a good actual improvement to our facility for sure. And without having to go through the major expense of running electrical lines and it's a good fit, I think.
Just to kind of finish up, talk a little bit about, like, this is a community college. What is a community college? What's Indian Hills? You know, who are your partners? How do you guys function? Who's involved here?
You know, it's a partnership of about everybody, Matt. So, you know, both the local constituents here, we have a 10-county area that we are get most of our students from. And we've had a lot of vested support, and obviously we're building this new facility. The public had a big part in that. We passed a bond proposal that we had overwhelming support with. I think we passed it with a 70% plus approval rating. And then part of that was because we have a private investment too. We've raised a lot of dollars from individuals and also companies in the area that are looking for workers, and that's our role, you know. I think as much as anything, we're trying to provide workers for that can stay local. And one of the biggest things, at least from my standpoint on our ag side, we don't need to be huge and, you know, have all this. What I want to do is make sure that we have an opportunity for these kids, students, to stay local and kind of get some training, and then if they want to stick around, they can, but they're also getting their eyes open to other possibilities elsewhere. And so just want to provide an opportunity. And I guess I think that's as much of anything as our role is providing some training and some an opportunity.
I got a chance to meet a couple of your students. Just who are your students? Where are they coming from? And you know, what's your, in a minute or two, describe your students and the people you get to work with on a daily basis.
There's a lot of fun in my day because I've got a little of everybody's when it comes to students. We have a lot of our traditional base students that come from our 10 county area, or actually a lot of times it's maybe even closer than that. But and then even outside our area, you know, we're close to the Missouri too. We do get some students up from there. But traditional age, we also get, we've got a number of sports programs, and on the Centerville campus we have both baseball, and then we also have men's and women's wrestling. And with that, you know, we get to draw a little bit more diverse population from all over. You know, we get them from a lot of different locations in the U.S. and then, you know, even international students.
Well, I got to meet
Yolando
from Jamaica.
Yeah. So she came to us, and actually she's not even a she's not even a one of our athletes. She just happened to be a person that came internationally to our area and was able to partake and had an interest in our animal science program. And so it's very interesting. The other thing is, you know, we get a lot of high school students. So we get traditional students, we're getting local students, international students, and then the high school students, and then we also get, like, non-traditional students that are coming back for, you know, to retrain. And what a dynamic in the classroom, you know, and it's actually really good. And they get to kind of feed off each other, and it makes for good conversations.
Yeah. Well, I've had a great day, a great morning with you, Narek, and thanks for giving me a chance to get to see what you guys are doing down here in your ag program. And good luck with everything you're doing.
Sure, you bet. No, I appreciate you coming, taking a look, and, you know, welcome anybody to kind of take a look at our growth and the opportunity we're trying to provide here in Southeast Iowa.
Yep. Thanks a lot.
You bet.